Beginning current up Masech the Spum and Tzidav Chav, beginning base, given Tez Master, beginning Gemara, Isur Mimoina. So the question is, how is you learning an Isur get from Mammon? Tez, I'm turning and say, what are you talking about? Tfeada Macharim Mimoina, we're actually more stringent by monetary law. As Tez proves, though, ain't on the Hochma Mammon Acharayiv, by monetary law, we don't go after majorities necessarily to remove from Chazak or Bisuchas Lina Basar Ruba, but by prohibitory law, we go after majorities. I feel Hechadika Chazaka de Isur, connected Rayiv, even when there's a Cheskas Isur, presumption of prohibition. Opposite the majority, we're not concerned that maybe you shechted in the place of the hole, and maybe it was forbidden. We don't. We go after majorities, but money we don't. So what do you mean? So we see that actually you're more stringent by monetary law. So what's the Gemara's question? The Shem says we can say is that the mekabakim beishes ish. What we're discussing? Not just any ish. We're talking about married woman. Chmiru, there they were more stringent, as we find the mayim shelim saif. When there's unlimited waters, like we say, like to like it's initially get married. You know, to say that or her husband who fell out of the water necessarily died. I'm pretty sure based on, although the majority do die. So you see that we don't go after the majority, and therefore that's why we're saying you wouldn't be able to know it from the laws of Mammon. But additionally, you could say is the Reisel regarding a biblical law, Lechashin Lishna Yisim and Shimon. We're not concerned for 2 years of Shimon. But rabbinically, we are concerned. Mishum Laz, because of, you're right. So although biblically you might have a good point, but rabbinically we see we are more concerned because of people might spread rumors. Whereas Mammon Lishaych Laz, there is no concern of rumors. Kachpong Shaper, therefore the Gemara does ask, well, how's the master resolving prohibitory law of get from the halacha of Mammon? Next, this must begin with Gemara. What's the chavisa b'los Gemara? You find it in some type of a container. So says tame. It's a wonder because bishlam chavisa have a simon. You understand that the container is a simon kedam perik sheni and afchav chasim and afu oim b'chavisa v'hei meres b'chavisa. You know, so law you give it to him. The made the other the chol my the isle b'chavisa manachle. It's not a right that she knows because she knows whatever her husband has. He puts it in that container. So therefore, I'll give it to him. But that's what it sounds like. The linish me'alma have a simon that by a chavisa, which sounds like okay. That type of a container generally is a simon, just for her won't be. A dluskma, but regarding a dluskma specifically, the question is, hecha b'simon, how is it a simon? Halo yiderech l'nech shtaros b'dluskma. I mean, that's just the norm that people put the document in dluskma. K'tam b'tesef t'deshvuas. Asara dluskmois, malayim shtaros, mesarati lach. You see, it's it's the norm that people do, and that's the example that the Braisa brings. So what's the raya that it was in the dluskma for shtaros? That's how it always is. Yeshem says what he says, no, the Meir Hacha, we're talking about over here, in the dluskma atzma, putting in the dluskma that he put in the discourse of itself, simon shein muvik, it's not a distinct simon. And we're not concerned that maybe it was lent, l'shema hishol acher, maybe it was lent to someone else, and maybe that guy put it into the documents inside of it. Dachetag Rabban, and this is Rabban instituted lechashin that would not concern commission take no, just like the instituted lachsaveda to return a lost object with simon shein muvik when it's not a distinct sign. A fill someone and love the race, even if someone not the race. So, the saying is that he's giving in this luskim itself a simon shein muvik, which then places meaning it's not that there's a luskim, or we know the things about luskim in this luskim, And then it says, we're not concerned that, wait a second, so maybe it was someone else's Luskema and this guy borrowed from him. This is we're not concerned for that. Maybe so, it was someone's and he lent it to someone else, just like we find by you return a lost object with Simon Shein and Movik, even though someone loved that rice. Next, this master says, I'm going to do more of Simon Shein and Movik, I'm going to do more of So, Nira, it seems the Mashmalay should be out of Malva. How do we know that it's talking about by the lender? Maybe it's by the borrower. No, it seems that it's by the lender, the Karele Simfin. Because the Biyad Aleva Korele Shaver, a receipt by the borrower is called a Shaver, which breaks it. Whereas Beloshan Simbeloshan Bittel, nullifying, which would be applicable only if it was by the lender. But moreover, the Biyad Aleva Pshit to the Kasher Al Dekim. When it's by the borrower, of course it's going to be validated by Kim. The Chiddush is by the lender that when it's Mukuyim, then they can't collect with it. And therefore that would be the only element of Chiddush, and that's how we know that it's talking about the lender. Hanuk Shnei Magasar, so return to the first parak above Metzia, Parak Shnei Magasar with Taisis.